She was obviously tortured by her childlessness. Every recorded episode of ill temper or strife in her household was related to her frustrations about her own barrenness. It ate at her. She spent years in the grip of frustration and depression because of it. She desperately wanted to be a mother, but she finally concluded that God Himself was restraining her from having children. Genesis 16:2. So badly did she want her husband to have an heir that she concocted a scheme that was immoral, unrighteous, and utterly foolish. She rashly persuaded Abraham to father a child by her own housemaid. Predictably, the consequences of such a carnal ploy nearly tore her life apart and seemed to leave a lasting scar on her personality. Her bitterness seethed for 13 years, and she finally insisted that Abraham throw the other woman out, along with the child he had fathered by her. Sarah's faults are obvious enough. She was certainly fallen. Her faith at times grew weak. Her own heart sometimes led her astray. Those shortcomings were conspicuous and undeniable. If those things were all we knew about Sarah, we might be tempted to picture her as something of a battle axe, a harsh, severe woman, relentlessly self-centered and temperamental. She wasn't always the kind of person who naturally evokes our sympathy and understanding. Fortunately, there was much more to Sarah than that. She had important strengths as well as glaring weaknesses. Scripture actually commends her for her faith and steadfastness. The Apostle Peter pointed to her as the very model of how every wife should submit to her husband's headship. Although there were those terrible flashes of petulance and even cruelty, reminders that Sarah was an embattled, fleshly creature like us, Sarah's life on the whole is actually characterized by humility, meekness, hospitality, faithfulness, deep affection for her husband, sincere love toward God, and hope that never died. A study in contrasts and contradictions. Sarah was indeed one extraordinary woman. Although she gave birth to only one son and didn't become a mother at all until she was well past the normal age of fertility, she is the principal matriarch in Hebrew history. Although her enduring faithfulness to her husband was one of the most exemplary aspects of her character, the most notorious blunder of her life.